This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
It's the official Talk Radio Countdown Show in the morning, in the evening. Hey, we got fun. No, we have Michael Harrison. Well, he can be fun. He's the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine, and he's here to go through the charts for the week of October the 4th to the 8th, the story list, the people list. I'm Doug Steffen, here to just make sure that things don't get out of control. I guess that's in. Yeah.
Oh, you're the adult in the room. You're the fun.
Oh, yeah, right.
I want to be more like you.
Yes, I know you do. Right.
I want to be fun.
I want to get more shots. Let's get more vaccines. Let's put one in each arm. What do you say?
I was just going to say one for each arm, and I want one in each leg.
Yes, well, in your butt cheeks.
Well, you know, the knee bone is connected to the shin bone. So
that's right. All right, let's connect the stories to the reality.
Since we're both talking at the same time, this is true stereo.
I'll stop.
Two shows for the price of one. I don't know. you're doing fine.
Two big-time radio people for the price of one.
Right. We've never talked over each other as badly as we just did in this program. If I had just tuned in and heard us, I'd think we're rank amateurs. But that's okay. Right. We're entitled to occasionally let our hair down if we had hair.
Well,
number 10.
What people don't understand.
I don't understand.
Yes, is that the way radio is done today, and I'm happy to say I think I pioneered this, or went a long way to pioneering it, sounds like we're in the same room. We're virtually together, but yet we are not physically together. Like on the DJV program, the ladies that are on with me are in California, New Jersey, down in Nashville, and I'm in Massachusetts, but yet it sounds like because we've learned the art of not necessarily, we do step on each other once in a while, a little argument, but no, for the most part, we can anticipate by listening to each other's, the pulse of our voices, which is very important on a good talk radio discussion. You listen to the other people. Listening is more important than talking, right?
In a theoretical way, yeah, theoretically. It's not, in practice, you do eventually have to open your mouth and speak. Otherwise, yes. You get relegated from being a talent to being a listener.
Yes,
but I just came from a radio gathering of radio people, and one of the talking points that we discussed was, is it better for people to be in the same room, or you know, is there a diminishment of quality if you are by remote all in separate rooms? And there are different points of view on that.
Yeah, I would like to explore that with you, actually, but I know you want to do the lists first.
I don't really want to, but it's part of my job description.
Yes, it is.
So I'll do it.
Please.
Number 10, the Nobel Prizes and the Major League Baseball playoffs, tied at number 10. At number 9, race relations, voting legislation, Texas abortion law, all tied at number 9. At number 8, climate change, and that's tied with kind of a related area, a subject, the California oil spill, environmentalism. At number 7, the China's Taiwan aggression, tied with U.S. foreign policy. At number 6, a tie between immigration, crime, and homelessness. And number 5, tie between, and they're all basically economic, the economy in general, supply chain issues, inflation issues, and the labor shortage. And number 4, the Facebook whistleblower revelations. That's cool. At number 3, January 6th investigation tied with Trump's election fraud claims that just don't stop. At number 2, COVID-19, last week was one, this week it's two, it's still big. COVID-19 vaccines, boosters, masks, and mandates. Number 1, the budget debate tied with the debt ceiling, tied with the infrastructure and reconciliation bills. So the arguing over moolah in Washington continues. The people survey, Francis Hogan and Mark Zuckerberg, that's the Facebook story, at 10, Mike Pence at 9, Nikki Haley at 8, Donald Trump at 7, Mitch McConnell at 6, number 5 is Chuck Schumer, number 4 is Nancy Pelosi, number 3 is Joe Manchin, number 2 is Kyrsten Sinema, and number 1 is Joe Biden. And it's been kind of a wild week.
You know, the Nobel Prize winners, I reminded myself of the story of Mr. Nobel, who was the inventor of dynamite. And his reason for funding all of these things was because he was guilty. He felt guilty creating something that was so destructive. So all of the vast billions that have come from the manufacture and sale of dynamite over the years goes, at least in part, to his family and to his trust. And that's the money they use to give a lot. People don't know. They hear Nobel, and they don't know who he was, what he did. That's part of the story that's left out. So there's that. I remember reading something about what he said regarding his guilt, and it reminded me. Remember Edward Teller, the guy who more or less put the A-bomb together?
I was thinking that when you were saying the story, I was thinking his guilt was alleviated after the nuclear weapons were invented that relegate dynamite to something far less dangerous.
Yeah, I guess it is, in a manner of speaking. It still can, you can get killed by both of them one way or another. Mm-hmm. But Edward Teller, who is the father, the so-called father of the A-bomb, and the atomic bomb is sort of similar to the nuclear bomb.
But it is a nuclear bomb.
Well, it's a different, isn't it a different strain, sort of? The A-bomb.
It's a lower level. The H-bomb, the hydrogen bomb, takes it to a more intense level. But the A-bomb, the H-bomb, they're all nuclear weapons. They're all based upon the splitting of the atom.
Yep. And Teller said he wished he'd never done it. Never. If he envisioned he thought he was doing it for good, because there were a lot of people at that time who were talking about nuclear medicine and how if you can split the cellular structure, the atom structure, atomic structure of the body, you can save a lot of people from horrible illnesses and death. And that was his motivation. And then it got used for the bombs. And he said, I wish I'd never done it.
Yeah, you can say the same thing about the sword. You know, you can use the sword for medical procedures, or you can stab somebody. Every form of technology, particularly weaponry, has its upside and its downside.
That's the
amazing philosophical, theoretical insights to technology. There's an upside and a downside. Look at what we're dealing with social media. I mean, right now we're coming to the revelation that Facebook and social media might be the underlying source of all of our societal problems today.
Most of them, yeah.
A case could be made for that. And yet, look at the magnificent technology we have that opens the door to you and I having this conversation in the same room, and we're only in the same headspace. We're not in the same room. Technology. Yeah. So mankind is blessed and cursed with its ability to create technology.
Yeah, that's very sage. Yeah, it is. I was never thought about the knife. I thought about it as a weapon, but I never thought of it as a part of technology. But I suppose it's like anything else.
The knife is as much a technological advancement in its time as the splitting of the atom was, you know.
Well, think about it. Maybe we could say that about the wheel, the invention of the wheel. We could say that about fire. You know, all that stuff. Those are technological marvels of their time.
And equally great.
Mm-hmm.
Equally awesome. Mm-hmm. Can you imagine when the original humans suddenly figured out how to create and control fire? Changed everything. The wheel changed everything.
Lightning struck something and burned it, and that's where fire came from, I think. Wasn't that how it started?
Well, I mean, they don't have foam on it, but the fact is it probably happened that way. Lightning struck something, and then some bright... caveman, to use a generic term, picked up a stick that was glowing, and picked it up from the fire, and walked 100 feet over to another place and touched it to some tinder, and he moved the fire from one place to another. Ah, he transported it, and that was the beginning of how it
pretty
worked.
Amazing how the human mind works, isn't it? Get right down.
Well, how about painting on the cave walls was a form of technology.
Yeah,
and they used their fingers to do it. Then somebody invented the paintbrush, and they said, that's not art. You have to use your fingers. That's a tool. That's not art. And then somebody invented writing and painting on parchment, and that was the first mobile media. Then all of a sudden, wow, we're not stuck in the cave. You don't have to go to the library to get the book. You can go online. Same thing.
Yeah,
it's all the same process, and each one is equally a move forward as the next one. It's just that it becomes more complex and sophisticated, but it's the same process.
There it is, the sage words of Michael Harrison, the founder the editor, the publisher of Talkers Magazine here on the Talk Radio Countdown Show, continuing with a focus on the stories and the people and the ancillary things that are making conversation radio this week. As we continue, there's a miracle supplement to help you lose weight called Calitrin. It's a miracle because it's so simple. It's so easy for you to use. The Calitrin formula does not contain any drugs, does not contain any stimulants. It's all pure, natural aloe vera, Calitrin, the things that make your body function better, if you will, are all part of the Calitrin program. Losing weight and keeping it off is the thing. I'm just looking at some of the reviews. I was distracted a little because I saw a couple of pages on toploss.com. Here's a lady named Linda who says, I began Calitrin about 2 months ago. I have lost 15 pounds to date. What I really like is that my joint pain is dissipating and I'm sleeping better. For me, Calitrin is an extremely good product and I will continue to use it. That's a simple, straightforward statement from somebody who's had great success. You want to enjoy keeping the weight off of your body as you go into the wintertime? Help yourself to Calitrin at toploss.com. You get all the explanations. You can spend hours looking at the reviews, looking at the contents, looking at all of the things that are important. Check it all out at toploss.com. And when you do check out, use the DJV code for discounts and free shipping. Time for you to get great discounts on all MyPillow products. If you go to MyPillow.com right now, click on the Radio Listener Specials page, go to that box, put in DJV, you'll get deep discounts on MyPillow's mattress toppers, towels. They have slippers, dog beds, even high-quality blankets. For example, the offer right now is buy one, get one free on the Giza Dream Sheets. All MyPillow products come with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty. My favorite is the MyPillow pillow. I love that. But also the sheets and the... I just like them all. Slippers are great, too. And the reason they are, because they're so well made. Made in America, folks. All MyPillow products made in America. Go to MyPillow.com. Click on the Radio Listener Specials page. Buy one, get one free offer on the Giza Dream Sheets. Discounts up to 65% if you use the DJV code for great MyPillow specials at MyPillow.com.
Nobody protects you from mayhem like Allstate. I'm a speed bump. Did you hear what I said? I'm a speed bump. And if you have cut-rate car insurance, the cost to reattach your muffler could really be a bump in the road. So switch to Allstate, save money, and be better protected from mayhem, like me.
Based on coverage and limits selected, subject to terms, conditions, and availability. In most states, prices vary based on how you buy. Allstate Farm Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois.
Shopping cars online is a hassle, or is it? You probably search this site, that site, browse here, search there. Who has the time or the patience? Autotempest.com is the Internet's best car shopping tool. With one easy search, see all the cars from the web's top car shopping sites all at once. Why browse some of the cars when Autotempest.com gives you everything? Autotempest.com, all the cars, one search.
Each year, Ally Financial offers 50 students from historically black colleges and universities the chance to showcase their business savvy and compete for more than $200,000 in scholarships and internships. Ally's Natalie Brown.
The Moguls in the Making competition has become a driving force to forge new opportunities for HBCU students and to foster economic mobility.
The competition is presented by Ally, the Thurgood Marshall College Fund, entertainer Big Sean's Sean Anderson Foundation, and new this year, special contributions from actor Terrence J.
As a proud alumnus of an HBCU, I know the vital role they play in supporting and empowering black students.
Teams pitch their business ideas and take part in mentoring sessions.
An opportunity like this that allows students to step up and show their skills is so important to helping them reach their full potential.
This year's winning team, North Carolina A&T State University, developed a renewable energy business plan to help low-income families. For more, go to ally.com/moguls.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
What will you do if there's a sudden food shortage? Given recent headlines, it seems likely, and at any moment. That's why it makes common sense to build your emergency food storage supply now, while you still can. Do it with the kind of food that stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. Food that doesn't go bad like what you get at the grocery store. Whose food should you trust? The largest preparedness company in America, My Patriot Supply. We've served millions of American families going on 14 years. At MyPatriotSupply.com, our mission is your survival. Our emergency food could definitely be your lifesaver when the peanut butter hits the fan. Choose from dozens of delicious meal kits that provide over 2,000 calories a day, which is what your body needs. Order today, and your food will ship fast in unmarked boxes to protect your privacy. Don't wait. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Anyone can fall victim to moving fraud. Know your rights and responsibilities.
There was never really a valid contract.
Movers must always give written estimates.
I was bound to an estimate, but it was after the fact.
Be sure that any document is complete before signing it, and that it includes information to determine the final charges.
It was a version that I had not seen before.
Visit protectyourmove.gov to download a free moving fraud prevention guide. Search for registered movers and view their complaint histories. Move with confidence.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
23 past the hour, the stories of the radio world, the stories that are important to those who listen to News Talk Radio. That's the mana of talkers in the list. Talkers Magazine, talkers.com. Find the list there every week, also at djvshow.com. So the story list and the whole business about COVID and I don't know, the top two things here, we ought to spend a little time, Michael, if we can. But before we get to that, you were talking about you went to a radio event this week. What event did you go to?
It was just a private radio event.
Just private people.
Got together and discussed you know, various aspects of modern life.
Huh. Too bad. How did I not get invited? I could have added a lot to the conversation.
Because you're not part of that organization. I'm a member of secret societies.
Oh, of course. I'm not a member of the club.
I know.
Okay. Let's keep going here. Biden has vigorously defended the use of vaccination mandates. Meanwhile, all the airlines are saying, if we mandate and tell our pilots and crew they got to have shots by a certain date, we'll be not flying many people around for Christmas and the holidays. That's basically it. So what's the fix? I don't see. I think the mandate, I don't like mandates, period. That's my own switch. I think you got to educate people as to why it makes sense to get the vaccine and hope that that works. But Biden's very proud of his mandate and his position on this. But where does it go, Michael?
Well, I don't know. Maybe the thing will go its own course and eventually go away through means that we don't understand, because it is surrounded by a certain element of mystery, and then we won't be talking about this anymore. And let me tell you, once this thing is done, it's going to be a subject nobody wants to talk about. It's going to drop off of the chart.
You're talking about COVID.
COVID. And so, you know, because one of the things that I have found in studying this as objectively as I can is that the rules of the game, you know, masks, mandates, vaccines, crowds, social distancing, all of these different things that we do, you know, in some cases they work, but in other cases they don't. And there's an inconsistency between the trends and the predictions and the actions. There's just an inconsistency about it. Right now, the trends at this moment that we're speaking, the numbers are going down. Hospitalizations are down
dramatically.
and deaths are down, and yet some of the things that were supposed to, the protocols are not happening. So there's a disconnect between cause and between cause and effect. And so the answer is, where you asked me the question, where do we go from here?
Yeah.
We continue
conversationally. I meant conversationally on the air.
We continue just like we're talking. Like I'm trying to bring up another page here in the conversation to give you a fresh look at it.
Yeah.
Is that we talk about it, but ultimately it's going to do what it's going to do, regardless of what we say. That's the point.
I guess that's true. It is what it is. Manner of speaking, it's kind of like you remember studying miracle plays, morality plays, that sort of thing. In early English, did you ever study those early ways of?
I didn't study them too hard, but I definitely remember some classes in that. Yeah,
I did a lot of theater stuff and public arts things when I was in school, and I remember talking about miracle plays, morality plays. But it was an English class actually where I learned about it. the first written books, if you will, or. Our transcribed books were miracle plays and morality plays. And I think this COVID thing is playing out that way. It's kind of like the morality of requiring shots, the morality of the immorality of not getting shots, the immorality of not wearing a mask, you know, that sort of thing. And what it does, people are worried about themselves, but what happens to others if you don't get a mask, or wear a mask, and if you don't get a shot? And that's part of the conversation. Maybe we'll carry that on a little bit as we continue here on the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
The moment you fire up a Gator UTV, the engine has your full attention. The completed job is on the horizon. And the trail meets its match. Just like that, you made short work of a long to-do list. Run with us on a John Deere Gator UTV. With effortless four-wheel drive at the flip of a switch and our smoothest shifting transmission yet. Nothing runs like a deer. Search John Deere Gator for more.
Have you heard about vine-to-bar chocolate? It's the winemaker's chocolate. The world's first chocolate made with well-vined Chardonnay Mark. From the beautiful coastal vineyards of North America. Gently pressed grapes are harvested after juicing, dried and finely milled, and carefully blended into the finest dark chocolate. The Chardonnay Mark contains highly beneficial grape nutrients, flavanols, and has a natural sweetness that flavors the luscious dark chocolate. Mouthwatering, flavorful, delectable dark chocolate goodness with Chardonnay sweetness and beneficial nutrients. And it's alcohol-free, too. It's vine-to-bar chocolate. Order some today at vine2bar.com. That's VINETOBAR.com. Cold shipped to your door, it's Vine to Bar. Vine to Bar chocolate. Visit us at vinetobar.com.
Now's the time to earn your bragging rights and rule the road in a powerful Dodge vehicle. With enough style, horsepower, and performance to make your muscle car dreams come true, it's no wonder J.D. Power named Dodge the number one ranked brand in initial quality and driver appeal for mass market brands. Join the Brotherhood and experience the strength of Dodge muscle today. Visit Dodge.com or see your local Dodge dealer for great deals. Tied for initial quality study. For J.D. Power 2020 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The Justice Department reported over the weekend a Navy nuclear engineer and his Virginia schoolteacher wife have been charged with trying to sell American nuclear-powered submarine secrets to a foreign government, but it turned out to be an undercover FBI agent. Jonathan Tebbe and his wife Diana are scheduled to appear in federal court Tuesday morning in Martinsburg, West Virginia. The United States is the single largest humanitarian donor in Afghanistan, provided nearly $330 million this year alone. It was announced over the weekend the United States will send more money in the form of humanitarian aid to Afghanistan's Taliban leaders. Donations account for more than 90% of the Afghan national budget. The Southern California coastal areas near Huntington Beach, California, will reopen Monday as cleanup efforts continue from the oil spill October 2nd. Over 1,400 cleanup workers have restored the beaches, USA Radio News.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
An Alamo, Georgia man is accused of gunning down a Georgia police officer during his first shift with the department was ambushed in retaliation for the officer's arrest of a friend hours earlier. 43-year-old Damian Anthony Ferguson has been charged with murder in the shooting death of Officer Dylan Harrison outside the Alamo Police Department early Saturday. The officer's brother, David Harrison, on Fox News, tries to make sense of this hateful crime.
Yeah, he's going on his seventh year in law enforcement. He was a full-time agent with the Oconee Drug Task Force, located here in Middle Georgia. Like I said, he had picked up part-time with the Alamo Police Department, trying to make some extra cash. There's no words to bring her husband back, bring my brother back, bring my parents' son back. His little boy, Brody, will never know his dad. He looks at me and sees the resemblance of me and Dylan, and his eyes light up, and it just hurts to think that he'll never get to see him again. He had a passion for it, and what I've been telling everyone is from the time he turned 16 years old, and instead of doing like his older brother did, which was hitting the town, riding around with my friends, he went and volunteered at the fire department here in Dudley, where we grew up. And he would sit up at night waiting for his radio to go off so that he could respond to a call of an accident, a fire, no matter what it was, he was going to respond to it. Just the last 10 years, he's dedicated his life to serving the public, and he did it so selflessly.
I'm Lance Pry, and this is USA Radio News.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING.com.
Our talk radio focus, Doug Steffen here with Michael Harrison, the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine, the story list. I kind of want to, as we often do, divert to other things that are ancillary to the business. But there was one thing this week that wasn't talked about much, and I mentioned it on a couple of occasions. I felt, not guilty, but like I didn't do my part in discussing the Merck COVID pill, which is supposed to fix everything. if you believe, you won't die, you won't have to go to the hospital. And so some people, it was good discussion because it brought out people's thoughts about Merck and other things that they've done. And the question was, why, if Merck is so good, why don't they have a vaccine? Well, they said, we've put all our efforts into the pill. And so if it gets approved, It could be, and it's good, it could be revolutionary, and it would contribute to what you said a few minutes ago. As I was listening to your thoughts, you're always one, I look to you as a good stimulant for the things I talk about on the air oftentimes. You lead, you're a thought leader, and so as I listened to you talk about how this will wane, these subjects like COVID, they wax and they wane, and sooner or later we'll not talk about it. Like we don't talk about Ebola, we don't talk about SARS, we don't talk about a lot of these things. And so if that's the case, that'll be great, because there are other things I think that are more important to talk about, but they aren't full of fear, so you don't talk about them. But this pill, why do you suppose more of us did not talk about the pill this week?
I don't know. I thought the same thing, and I'm obviously aware of it. And
yeah,
talkers, we considered it as a topic to explore how much people are talking about it, but there wasn't that much talk about it because I don't think it's that defined as to what the pros and cons are of a pill versus a vaccine. I mean, why would it be the answer to all our problems because it enters your body through your pie hole,
some people
as opposed to your arm?
Yeah, but it's a funny thing. People
you
feel more
shot
comfortable
doesn't
about
kill
taking.
You.
No, but people think that the government is listen to Alex Jones and some of those guys on those talk programs. They've put a little capsule in the vaccine. They're going to track you.
I don't
the rest
think.
Of your
I, see, I don't think that that's the main issue. I do believe
it,
but you touched on it. I think a lot of people are afraid of the jab. I know when I was a kid, the thought of getting a needle scared me. There was something about, you know, yeah, you can get shot.
Do you have a scar where you got all your vaccines when you were a kid?
No, I don't. I don't have that scar. A lot of people of my generation have that funny scar.
Yeah.
And I don't.
So like a circle.
A circle, yeah. It was, you know, sort of a marker of of a generation.
Yeah, it was. Yeah. I got my shot,
one?
See?
Why don't you, can I help you with getting a lot of traffic to your website? Why don't you have a photo taken of your scar and put it up on the web?
Okay.
I would love to see it, and I don't feel like getting together with you right now, so...
Yeah, no dinners for us. Yeah.
No dinners for at least another
Send
year.
Send me a picture of your scar. Well, I think that we can have dinner by Christmas. I think the way the numbers are going down, Christmas. Have my dinner. I'm going to Israel, actually, at Christmas. You want to come with
me? Are you really?
I am.
Are you really?
Yep, I am.
Okay.
I'll go. I've been there. Listen, take a trip. Okay.
Great falafel.
Yeah, well, it's a great country. I find it fascinating. Yeah. I love going to Israel. And I've England is one of my favorite places to visit outside of America. I was going to say Hawaii is, too, but Hawaii is part of America.
Just a little background. Doug and I in times past, a long time ago now, the years have gone by. On at least one occasion, we traveled all over Israel and hung out with Benjamin
Netanyahu. Just the two of us. We had a great trip. Yeah.
Yeah,
it was a great trip. And, we hung out with Benjamin.
We did.
He was a character, man. I wouldn't want to get caught in a dark alley with him. Ooh. He's a tough guy. tough guy.
I felt when you and I sat down in that stark room with him, I felt that you and I were buying a new car, and he was the manager. And we actually got to see the guy in the back. You never get to see the guy in the back room who's, the salesman goes, I'll go talk to the manager. No, he can't come down another $100.
Mm-mm.
Yeah, that's who I felt I was with.
You got to buy a low jack or you can't buy the car. All right. One other thing, because I know you love sports, I know you love football, et cetera. These players that are not getting vaccinated, they have gone to the mat in Canada telling the people that play for the various teams, especially the teams that interact with American teams, like the hockey teams do, because they have a couple of basketball teams up there. If you come to our country and you're not vaccinated, we'll arrest you and put you in jail. How about that for motivation?
Well, this is back to the morality play that you were talking about.
Yeah.
You have to understand, sports is contact. Remember when AIDS was happening, how the boxing world went crazy?
Mm-hmm. Oh,
All of a sudden, referees were wearing gloves. Mm-hmm. And, there are sports where you're sweating all over each other, touching each other, and in many cases, bleeding on each other.
Remember how basketball did a good job of figuring it out? They put them all in one place.
They had the bubble.
Yeah, and they didn't let him go anywhere else, and so that seemed to work for them. Mm-hmm. You know, you couldn't do that, I guess, with football, but basketball, yeah.
Yeah, but we don't know that that was what kept the numbers at that level. We do not know that had basketball not done that, there would have been any more or less COVID cases among basketball players. That's what I was pointing out before. We don't really know the correlation between these methods that we do. They seem to make sense. There's a certain logic to them. But yeah, if you really dig into the numbers and the trends, we don't know for sure that there's a correlation between certain social processes, masks, social distancing, etc., and actual statistics and numbers. There are cases where the numbers of hospitalizations and deaths go up in the same places where people are following these mandates.
Yeah.
And there are cases in certain places where they're not followed, where they still go down.
Yep.
I'm not saying this is not a political statement on my part. This is just I'm kind of in some ways a research guy. And
yeah,
I look at these kinds of things and I'm telling you what I'm seeing.
Yeah. You know, that sort of reminds me of the idea of the debate of over the budget and things like that have become very political, and that's a morality play too. I just now, this whole theme of morality, morals, has gotten into my head the last few days. Ethics, morality, and how immoral it is to be spending money that we don't have, and taxing people the way that we do, and having no recourse. People have no recourse to stop the fraud, the waste, the abuse. Taxation, the money being spent by the government. The government's abusive, and we think we have a recourse to it at the election time in the ballot box, but we don't really, because they have now corrupted the balloting process, so that the people who are there can stay there, and they can get people in that are their friends, and they can continue to control things. I think that's completely immoral. And I'm now tying it into the miracle and morality plays, which I hadn't thought of before.
The issue about budgets, the issue about debt, the issue about that particular aspect of the numbers is a morality issue, just as it's a morality issue in your personal life. If you live above your means,
yeah,
that's an immoral act.
Yeah.
There is a connection to morality, to how you budget your life, to what you consider to be necessities, to what you can't live without. You know, you can't always get what you want, but if you try real hard, you can get what you need. Rolling Stones, you know.
Yeah.
We really do have to reevaluate what's important to us. What are our priorities, and how far are we willing to go in terms of selling out our future and the future generations for what we have to have right now? And that's what it comes down. And that's where the morality ties into budget.
Well, I could look at a lot of those things on the story list here. The continuing focus on climate change and the immorality of it being played out as if it was all human beings' fault, which it isn't. You know, this week there were a lot of flash floods in Alabama and Tennessee and those areas, dumping heavy rain down there. And people say, oh, now this is horrible. This is climate. The climate's being ruined by human beings. Well, that's not really in evidence. The facts are not. There is influence, but is it immoral to claim any or all of these things? Is it immoral to have 2 million people on the border trying to get into our country and we're just letting them in? Or is it immoral to not let them in because
we
have the means to help? Yeah, but yeah.
It's immoral to let them in, and it's immoral not to, based upon what measurement of morality you're focusing on. I think we have to take a break.
Yeah, we do. But that's it.
Can
we just get warmed up, too?
I need a pit stop. I need to rest.
Yeah, right. Okay. All right. Michael's interview on the MH interview in the Focus right after these words.
We're planning a trip to Spain later this year.
But our Spanish
is pretty bad.
When you learn a language, you want to actually use it. Babbel is designed with that goal in mind. Babbel's conversation-based method teaches you real-life words and phrases. And with Babbel's interactive, bite-sized lessons, you'll remember what you learned.
¿Cómo te llamas?
¿Cómo te llamas?
¿De dónde eres?
¿De dónde eres?
No matter your learning style or experience level, Babbel has lessons designed for you that will get you speaking quickly and confidently.
I tried learning Spanish before, but I couldn't stick with it until I found Babbel.
There's no easier way to learn another language.
Ahora hablamos español.
He just said, now we speak Spanish.
I can't wait to use our new language skills on our upcoming adventures.
Babbel, language for life. Celebrating 10 million subscriptions sold. Now try Babbel for free at Babbel.com. Just go to Babbel.com and start learning a new language today. That's Babbel.com. Babbel.com.
Don't mind me, just sneaking out to go to Kohl's. The home deals right now, they're too good to pass up. Like up to 40% off Cuddle Nest bedding, up to 50% off the cutest fall decor, and up to 25% off Ninja kitchen appliances. How can I resist? You can even get 15% off or 15, 20, or 30% off with a Kohl's card. So, yeah, I'm going all in for fall, and I can't even wait. Flex Style. Offers end October 17th. Some exclusions apply. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
After I got out of the Marine Corps, coming back home, it was just a mental breakdown for me. I was on the verge of giving up. That chapter, that season in my life was over. Now what? Who was I? That's what I kept asking myself. The pressure to have it all together, to heal, to quiet down the monsters inside, it was too much. I lost it. I had heard about the Wounded Warrior Project. I had seen the logo and that visual of a warrior carrying another warrior. The programs that the Wounded Warrior Project offers, it's not just the veteran themselves. It's their whole family. It brings it all together. We have scars that we carry, and just because the scars are there doesn't mean that we're any less than what we were. Right now, I'm the best version that I ever have been of myself. I can embrace the brokenness.
You wouldn't go into battle alone. You don't have to fight this alone. Visit woundedwarriorproject.org/not alone.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4525. 802-341-4525. 802-341-4525. That's 802-341-4525.
Okay, the interesting, the Michael Harrison interview is always a great listen. This week, you have somebody running for mayor in New York, and a guy who's been on the radio at WABC. Oh, actually, been on, has he been on all three of the talk stations in New York?
He was on WABC, and he was also on AM 970, The Answer. Curtis right. Leewub, founder of the Guardian Angels, a paid volunteer community protection agency, the
yeah.
vigilante group that's
yeah, they're
vigilantes. Very popular.
Yeah.
And he also he ran for the Republican nomination and won by a landslide. Now he's the underdog in the general election. I think he has a chance. Most people say he doesn't.
I think he does, too. He's a yeah. very quirky guy. He's mm-hmm. not somebody you could be friends with because it's all about him. But he's an interesting talk personality and interesting guy. Yeah. Just if, whenever, you know, yeah, I've tried to have a conversation with him, and I can't.
He wears a costume.
Yeah, right.
You did better than I did. Spider-Man.
Right.
I call him Spider-Man.
Spider-Man.
MHInterview.com, folks. MHInterview.com. Thanks, Doug.
10 before the hour.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit ShopSuperTea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.
All right, here we are at 53 past the hour with an overview now of the top five tech stories of the week, according to Her Majesty Jay. No, Jay's not doing this. Victoria is doing it. Victoria Keelan is our expert when it comes to items that affect us in the common technology world. That's the kind of world that you and I and most of us live in. At number five, Victoria, Amazon and Target are rolling out the barrel already.
Yeah, I know. It seems a little early, like it's, you know, we're still 20-something days away from Halloween. However, Amazon and Target are already starting Black Friday deals. And as we've been talking about, you know, it could be a very real supply shortage this year of electronics and home goods and toys and fashion, really. I mean, it's kind of in every category. And so that's why Amazon and Target are actually rolling out this early push of deal days. And so Amazon has an early holiday push. Target is doing what their deal days, that they'll be in stores and online October 10th to the 12th. And so, as we know, holiday forecasts this year have predicted a sharp jump in year-over-year spending. However, you know, there's just so much pressure on retailers with supply chain woes, so we'll see. But if you want to get some good deals, you can do, you can go on Amazon, or you can go on Target or in stores. And so you can start shopping, do your Christmas shopping now. And I think that's buy your turkey now and get your Christmas shopping done.
Go to the garden club and buy flowers for Christmas. Number four on our list of the top five tech stories is a focus on Twitter.
Twitter's testing out new prompts on iOS and Android that warn you before you jump into a conversation that could get heated. I mean, in my opinion, I think everyone knows when they're jumping into a conversation that's going to get heated. But Twitter is going to now give you a prompt that says, conversations like this can be intense. Let's look out for each other.
Come
and
on.
Trying to kumbaya everything. I mean, look, Twitter's getting a lot of pressure from all sides of the political aisle. And so I guess this is one way they're trying to sort of, you know, prevent fights from happening and getting people banned and things like that. So we'll see if it works. I don't know if it will, though.
All right. So from one big name to another, number three is a focus on the Apple, well, Apple Watch specifically.
Yeah. So if you have an Apple Watch and you've gotten an alert that you have an irregular pulse notification, but you don't actually have atrial fibrillation, it still means that you could actually have a different type of issue with your heartbeat. And this is according to a new study that was published in the journal Circulation. They've been using data from the Apple Heart study, and they tested 400,000 participants since 2017. And in the study, they found that anyone who got an irregular pulse notification from the watch was sent a clinical ECG patch, which could then monitor their heart rhythm. And they found that 2,000 of the 400,000 actually didn't have an irregular heartbeat, but they had some other underlying condition. So cardiologists are kind of getting brought into the mix more and more to evaluate when someone, if you have an Apple Watch or a Fitbit or something that run, you know, that can do like an ECG, and you have something that's irregular, go to your doctor. Don't just dismiss it. And make sure your doctor doesn't dismiss it either. This tech is very advanced, and a lot of doctors are like, well, it's not, you know, it's not real, it's an Apple Watch. Right. Turns out it is very accurate.
Yeah, well, doctors say that it's like evidence-based medicine sometimes falls flat on its face. Okay, number two, our Federal Communication Commission is on to scammers. Let's see if they make a difference.
Well, the FCC is looking into tightening rules around cell phone service, which all of us, you know, everybody has a cell phone. Everybody gets these spam calls all the time. Now, in this case, they're actually trying to rein in SIM swapping scams and port out fraud. Those are two different ways that fraudsters can access a person's cell phone account and then essentially get all of your information and, you know, do all kinds of bad things with it. So SIM swapping has nothing to do with a SIM card. SIM swapping is when someone hijacks your cell phone number so that they can intercept two-factor authentication codes. Those are the codes that get sent to your phone so that you can actually gain access to your account information. They intercept that, take all of your account information, and from that point on, they can really do anything they want with it. They have all of your personal information. Port-out fraud happens when the fraudster poses as the victim and opens an account in the victim's name and with the cell phone number that's been, and then they transfer it or port it out to a new account. And so basically, you've lost access to your own phone number. So the FCC has a lot of catching up to do, and so they're looking into how they can crack down on this kind of stuff. I hope it works, because it's every day. This is just a cybercrime area that's not being addressed.
Facebook is number one.
Oh, yeah. So the outage heard around the world. So on Monday, 6 hours of no Facebook, Instagram, or WhatsApp drove the planet insane, and it turns out that it was just a routine maintenance error that caused this entire meltdown.
Meltdown? Yeah, it's too much. Facebook is public enemy number one, I think, for a lot of people. All right, that's it. The top five items from the world of technology at 59 past.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio, 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.